Almighty God. I don't know about you, but my God is great. Yeah, my God is great. He's a wonderful God. He's a powerful God. My God is loving. He's caring. My God, oh, yeah. He knows every hair on my head and has numbered it. He knows every hair on your head and has numbered it. I don't know about you, but I just need you to think about how great, how magnificent, how awesome, how wonderful our God is. Isn't he a mighty God? I just know that my God can do anything, absolutely everything, but fail. The only thing that's not in his repertoire is failure. You can't find it in my God. My God, he can't fail. Oh, he can do a lot of things. He can raise the dead. I don't know about you, but my God, he can give sight to the blind. My God can feed the hungry. My God can heal a hurting heart. My God can make man to come through a woman. Oh, my God can give you a child when the doctor said you couldn't have one. My God can bless in a mighty way. My God can do anything, everything. But there's one thing my God can't do. One thing my God can't do. I said one thing my God can't do. He can't fail. Somebody say he can't fail. Tell somebody he can't fail. Say, you matter of fact, that's my God he's talking about. Oh, yeah. On Facebook, you can post it. My God, he can't fail. He can't fail. He can't fail. Amen. You may be seated. I got a little excited. I don't know. I told you when I get in the house of the Lord, I told you when I think about the goodness of my God, I get a lot of bit excited. Amen. It's all right. We do have a word, and I've read the text for you. But if you don't mind, I'm going to read it one more time because I want it to sink in. Now Joseph had been taken down to Egypt. Potiphar, an Egyptian, who was one of Pharaoh's officials, the captain of the guard, bought him from the Ishmaelites who had taken him there. The Lord was with Joseph so that he prospered, and he lived in the house of his Egyptian master. When his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord gave him success in everything he did, Joseph found favor in his eyes and became his attendant. Potiphar put him in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Pray with me. Dear Lord Jesus, have your way. Promote us, Lord. Even when it feels like, even when it is, that we're not free. Amen. It's an interesting text because this text starts out, and if anybody has been here, you know we didn't plan this to fall the way that it fell. We had a particular passage that God had me in. He had me start. We're studying the life of Joseph, but as we study the life of Joseph, we first started out with Joseph's daddy, amen, because we had to get to the beginning of how it all started, because a lot of times when we deal with what we have, what we've accumulated, what we've ended up having in life, a lot of times we don't pay attention to how it came to be, but we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for some individuals that played a role in getting us here. So we started with Jacob, and we looked at all that Jacob had to sacrifice, because Jacob had a plan, and he had someone that he really loved, and he did what he was supposed to do in order to get that person, but he got tricked and had to do another 7 years, but he didn't count it robbery. He went and did those 14 years so he could have the woman he loved. But through the time and during the culture, he had a wife prior as part of the way he got tricked. But he ended up having a lot of children with her, but it was a long time before the wife that he loved ever had these children. And so Joseph is that boy. And so Joseph's on this journey, and we've talked about on last week how he was put into a pit, but we talked about how the pit didn't own him, but he owned the pit. So it's an amazing thing, because the reality is many of us can be a prisoner in a palace while Joseph was free in a pit. Y'all didn't get that. Many of us can be free with all that we have, all that we buy, all that we ride in, all the places we live, and we still feel bound despite all that we have accumulated. However, we can look in this particular text and we're able to see a man who in the prior text was in a pit and was free. We can see a man who was free, who realized, you know what, this is not my end all. There's more in store for me. Amen. And so we're able to see what God is doing, what God was doing, and what God was on the brink of. Amen. And so here it was, those brothers of his tried to do something that was evil. They tried to go ahead and, you know what, we're going to sell them into slavery. We're going to get something out of this deal. We're going to make this thing work for us. And so we hating him because he's gave us this dream that he's going to be this great ruler, and we're going to have to respect and honor him, even though he's the youngest brother. I don't know what is in his mind to think that we're going to honor him. If anything, he's going to serve us. But here it is. Even after they sold him into slavery, and he had to make about a 30-mile journey on foot in chains as chattel, as property, even after he was taken to Egypt and the Ishmaelites sold him to the Egyptian and he was sold as a slave. I don't know about you, but you say, well, what in the world does that have to do with me in promotion? What does that have to do with promoting me in my life? How is it that I'm going to promote because you telling me about some dude, some way back when I don't even know what the days were like. I don't even know what the journey was like. I don't even know anything about the slavery he was in. I know about some slavery that took place in this country that seems like people want to re-slave us. I don't know about you, but we're in a particular time where we're going to have to look at a few things. But anybody realize, my mother always told me, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. So I think that there's something that we can learn from this old text. What I see about this man is that even while he was a slave, he didn't let his current situation define him. Oftentimes, we'll let our situation define us. Oh, I'm just a GS1. I'm just a GS whatever. Oh, I'm just a clerk. Or I'm just a this. I'm just a that. Oh, I got all these things, but I don't have this last thing that I want to put. I don't have a spouse, 2.5 kids, and a dog. I don't have these items. If I could just get this, I'd be all right. And or we'll have a million excuses of why we can't succeed. Well, I can't succeed because, you know, I'm in this, and my manager is this, and my supervisor, they don't care nothing about me, and this company, it sucks. It's the worst place to ever work, and I can't get anywhere else. I need you to know one thing. It didn't matter where they dropped Joseph. They could drop Joseph in a pit. He succeeded. But now here he is, dropped into slavery, but he succeeds. Because one thing I need you to realize is that Joseph had a relationship with God. Joseph was tight with God. We talked about getting tight with God, and sometimes you'll be in the pits of life. And when you're in the pits of life, that's the time where you're going to have to get focused. That's the time that you're going to have to trust God. That's the time that you're going to have to rely on the one that brought you through. That's the time that you don't desert God. That's not the time to curse God, but that's the time to embrace God. And I just believe that if we will embrace God, if we will embrace the Lord, then we'll be all right. We'll be all right. We'll be all right. And it's all right. I'm just going to stop my sermon right now. It's all right. Because praise God for this sister. Because see, a lot of people don't understand her story. A lot of people don't understand this. Before she had an illness, that she had a full ride at school. She spoke four languages. But don't you know that anything can happen to you and change the course of your life? But I thank God for you. And one thing I know about it is that she says one thing. She loves church. So do what you do, baby girl. If you want to praise them, you just praise them. You want to put your hands up, you put your hands up. It's as much your church as it is everybody else's church. Amen. Do what you do. You know I love you. And it's all right because you know what? Her situation hasn't put her in a pit that she's staying in. Amen. I still can't speak two languages. I got English. Well, actually, I got a few. I got Southeast. I got North Carolina. A little New York. I ain't picked nothing up in Georgia. I loved it down there, but I ain't picked nothing up. But the reality is, you got to be able to go into a place and flourish. You have to be able to go in a place and make it your own. You have to go into a place and put your fingerprint on it. Yeah, we want the DNA. We want the DNA of your gifting. We want the fingerprint of what God gave you, because when you put your fingerprint on it, it's different than everybody else's. And so when Joseph went there, he didn't go like every other slave went and just said, yes, sir. No, sir, no. He went there and he saw things that he could do, and he did and used every skill that he had, and he trusted God. He said, if this is my lot in life, I'm going to make sure that I do it to the best of my ability. Matter of fact, they're going to have to recognize I was here. My wife got to say it. When they see your last name, they already should put an A on the paper. I believe that Joseph had that motto. I believe that Joseph said that when I go somewhere, they're going to know that whatever I touch, it's going to be like gold. It's going to be like black gold. What they say, just because we're magic don't mean we're not real. But I had to slide that in. I like that one, Jesse. It was pretty good. Might be using it a few times. But the reality is, that's what he looked at him. He's like, man, this dude is like magic. Everything he touches is blessed. Everything that he, these are the same things, and these are the same items that had to be done, but when he does them, they just end up so well. Don't you realize that you got gifting to make things done well? You can do things in such a way, and there's nobody in here that doesn't have a particular talent or gift that is not necessary in the kingdom of God. You may be watching online and you saying, I don't have no skills. I don't have any talents. I don't have any abilities. The devil is a liar. The truth is not in him. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into the minds of men what God has in store for you. So can't nobody tell you what you gonna have? Nobody can tell you what you can have, what you cannot have, because eye hasn't seen, ear hasn't heard it. So how you gonna tell me what I can't have? Oh, the devil is a liar. And so Joseph steps into a situation saying, it don't matter how I got into the palace, but now I'm here. And he ended up coming from being the lowly slave to an attendant. See, you might not see that as significant, but the Bible said because the Lord was with him, he became his attendant. So therefore, what happened in the situation is God gave him a promotion even while he was in a demoted state. So here he is in a demoted state. Here he is in a place that was meant for his bad. I told you all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord, called according to his purposes. He had a purpose. He had a vision. He had a dream. And so we're walking this journey. And when we walk this journey, some things are going to turn out good. Some things are going to turn out not so good. They're not going to be all rosy. Life ain't been no crystal stairs. But the reality is, whether the life give you crystal stairs or not, be like Joseph. How we had a lemonade series. We told you how to make lemonade. You're going to have to sweeten the situation up. Put your anointing on it. Send your anointing to work. I got a friend, and he likes to cook. But he prays when he cooks. I know it may sound odd. It may sound odd, but if you eat his food, you wouldn't think anything odd. You'd be like, how in the world did you make this here? He said, man, when I be cooking, I'd just be like, God, what do I need to put in next? And he'd be putting a little something, boom, boom, boom. But if you taste his food, there's nobody I know who's ever went and eaten the food that he has prepared that did not love it. But I don't know how many people, you know, we pray over the meal once it's prepared. But this man prays during the process. I remember when I was in graduate school, and undergrad was a lot different. It was a lot different. come on, home peace, don't go there. Don't go there, Eagle. But undergrad was a lot different. But graduate school. See, I went to graduate school saved. I was saved in graduate school, amen. And so I remember one time I was in the exam, and in this particular class, and you know, this might come and may get me in trouble, but there's no harm meant by it. But they would write everything on the board, and they would write everything on the board, and it would be these equations for program analysis and quantitative analysis. Program evaluation, and he put all this stuff all over the board, and to me, because I don't speak Mandarin, it looked like that side of the menu. It didn't look like the English side of the menu. So when I would look at the, I would look, like, I don't know how in the world I'm gonna pass this here, because I don't have any of that. But I got me a tutor. A friend of mine helped me. But not only did a friend of mine help me, and I went and studied and I did the work, I believe Joseph went and got any advice he needed. How long you been doing this? What do you do when you do it? Sometimes you can't be so proud that you can't ask people who've already been doing stuff in front of you. See, I had to humble myself and realize, you know what? I don't know what any of that means. But what I did do is I went and got some help. But I remember one time I was sitting in the class, and this class was so difficult that typically most people would drop out of it before they finished it. And they may have to take it a couple times. But here I was in this particular class in college. And when I was sitting in there before the exam came, I had dropped my head and I was saying my prayer. And I remember the young girl beside me, she when I finished, the young lady, she was laughing. She was like, "You in here praying?" I was like, "Yeah." But let me tell you, I passed out with an A and I didn't have to take the final. I didn't have to take. By the time the final came around, when all them done dropped out, I had all A's, but every single time I came to class, I didn't know what was on the board. It doesn't matter if you're in a foreign situation. It doesn't matter what situation you're in. If you'll reach out, God has people already placed around. You just got to be willing, and you just got to be humble enough to realize that you need a mentor. But get you a mentor. Get somebody that can help you along the journey. And don't think that you got everything and you got to everywhere you got to all by yourself. The devil is a liar. Here it is on the, here we are on 1776. What is it, 1776, America's birthday? And I was reading about Frederick Douglass, and he like, "Why in the world would you ask me to come and give a speech when this is your day of independence? Because it's surely not mine." But here we are in 2016, and the reality is I got too many brothers and sisters still not free. I didn't even plan on going here, but the reality is I got to shift a little bit, because I got to speak to the fact that this is Independence Day, but we need some more independence. We don't need any more privatized prison. There should not be any business locking up our people. At the end of the day, I know I done went off tangent, but if we want promotion on our jobs, if we want promotion in our lives, we can't forget about our brothers and our sisters. We can't forget about the person that's doing 20 years for selling weed. While I am not an advocate for weed, I am surely not an advocate for someone spending 2 decades in jail for weed. I'm not an advocate for somebody spending time in a jail that makes money off of the individuals. We're going to have a government that's going to make sure that people are rehabilitated. I'm all for that. Because do we need prisons? Yes, we do need prisons. Yes, we do need prisons. Yes, we do need prisons. There's a lot of people that need to be in prison. But right now, we got a lot of people that need to be free. And so all of our barbecue and all of our celebrating, all of our wanting a promotion, all of us wanting our families to be better, we'll be a lot better if we can learn to concentrate on somebody else. We can learn to focus on more than just ourselves, because later on in this story, we see that Joseph was able to be a blessing to not just him and his family, but to a whole nation. But you're going to have to be bold, and you're going to have to step out. And sometimes on your jobs, you're going to have to speak up, because the reality is, if you really want promotion, then you can't be the, you know, promotion isn't just about you. What good is it for me to get promoted if the only way I can get there is to step on everybody else's back? The reality is I'm standing on people's shoulders right now who sacrificed for me. We're all standing on shoulders. And as soon as we think that we're not standing on shoulders, we've missed it, we've lost it, and the promotion means absolutely nothing.
the family can seem to start coming together and have wonderful barbecues and such. But if you think it's all because you're just so wonderful and you're so great and that you did all of this, you've lost it. I really wanted to have a more exciting word today, but I think sometimes we have to look at the times we're in. And sometimes we need to leave out realizing that we can celebrate, but let's celebrate the opportunities that we have to be great. And I believe each and every one of you have an opportunity to be great. You have an opportunity to serve in a way that you've never served before. You have an opportunity to open doors. And don't forget, when a door is open for you, to open a door for somebody else. Many of us get through open doors and we close them right behind us because we don't want anybody else to come through. As if God isn't still in the blessing business. If you really want to be promoted, you can't just be all about yourself. You're like, well, I want a new income. Well, there's another word for money. Money is called currency. Currency comes from the root word current. A current is something that flows. If you're going to build a dam in the middle of the... Maybe I missed it. If you're going to build a dam in the middle of where God is want and intends to flow, then he has no need of using you as a conduit to bless through. God needs some people he can trust. Can God trust you? Are you trustable? Because the reason he was blessed in this particular text is because what happened was he was able to see that Joseph could be trusted. Anybody want to be trusted? I don't know about you, but I want to be promoted in my family. I want my family to be stronger. I want to be promoted in my marriage. I want my marriage to be better. I want to be promoted in my ministry. I want to be a better minister. I want to be a better pastor. I want to be promoted in every area of my life. But I realize I need to be trusted more. So I got to do more. I got to work harder. This whole series, Promote Me, Jesus, I already told you, it's not no, this is for people that really want to grow. Do I got anybody want to grow today? I got anybody that want more? I got anybody that's willing to sacrifice to get what they really need? Anybody to be able to leave out and just really ponder what it is. What is God? I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with a question. And I want you to pray about this question. God, first of all have an area that you're looking for promotion in. I already know it. It's some area of your life. Here's the question. This is my final statement. What must I do, Lord, that's it. What must I do? God is shifting us from looking at him to do. So you got an assignment. When you get home, if you're married, just, find some time. Get up in the mirror. You're single, doesn't matter. Just find a mirror. Get by yourself and look in that mirror and say, God, what you want me to do? And then pray. Because when we get connected to the purpose, it's when life comes together. Amen? Amen. Let's put our hands together. Everybody, please stand. Dear Father God, bless these your people, dear Father God. Let them truly enjoy time with family and friends and loved ones over this weekend. But let us celebrate you in the many opportunities that you continue to give us, and help us to use those opportunities better, that you get the honor, you get the glory, you get the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep standing. If you don't know Jesus as the Lord and Savior of your life, you've never been saved, I ask that you come down here, take a preacher's hand, but give God your heart. But If you're ready to make Love AME Church your church home, I'm going to ask you to come on down at this time. Amen. Amen. And it's never too late. So even after service, if you want to give your life to Christ or you want to join this church, just come and talk to me in the hallway. We can take care of that. Amen. But you may be watching online and you may want to give your life to Christ, or you may want to join this church. We just ask that you email us at loveamechurch@gmail.com, and I'll be in contact with you. I'll call you and I'll pray with you. God bless. Amen. At this time, we will have our communion service. You may be seated. And those that come to prepare our table, we ask that you would now come. Truly and earnestly repent of your sins and are in love and charity with your neighbors and intend to lead a new life, following the commandments of God and walking from henceforth in his holy ways, draw near with faith and take this holy sacrament to your comfort and make your humble confession to Almighty God. Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, maker of all things, judge of all men, we acknowledge and bewail our manifold sins and wickedness, which we from time to time most grievously have committed by thought, word, or deed against thy divine majesty, provoking most justly thy wrath and indignation. Against us we do earnestly repent and are heartily sorry for those our misdoings. The remembrance of them is grievous unto us. Have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father, for thy Son, our Lord Jesus Christ's sake. Forgive us all that is past and grant that we may ever hereafter serve and please thee in newness of life, to the honor and glory of thy name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, who of your tender mercy did give your only Son, Jesus Christ, to suffer death upon the cross for our redemption, who made thereby his oblation of it himself once offered a full, perfect, and sufficient sacrifice, oblation, and satisfaction for the sins of the whole world, and did institute and in his holy gospel command us to continue a perpetual memory of that his precious death until his coming again. We just ask that you would consecrate these, your elements, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you. As we take this bread, let us never forget that while it's just a circle, wafer, it represents actual flesh that was broken of our Lord and Savior. Let us never forget what he went through, breaking it. Take the cup, which represents his blood that was poured out for each and every one of us. While we're yet sinners, God still loved us enough to let his only son shed blood for us. Take, drink all of it. Now that we have renewed our covenant, let us pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory now and forever. Amen. If we could all stand and hold hands across the aisle as we go to the Lord in prayer. Right across this middle aisle, right across the middle aisle. Amen. Amen. Everybody hold hands with somebody, amen. Come on in, everybody, everybody. Come on in, everybody, everybody. Dear Father God, dear Lord, we just thank you, we praise you, we magnify you, we glorify you, we honor you and adore you, dear Lord. Dear Lord, let these people feel your blessing. Let them experience your blessing, dear Father God. I just pray that right now, dear Lord, as we've renewed our covenant with you, that we will go out with a new fervor to do your will and way, dear Father God. For we are truly love agents, dear Father God. But dear Lord, I believe you've marked these people for success, dear Father God. I believe you've marked them to grow, dear Father God, in every area of their lives, dear Father God, that they shall share love in a way that helps other lives be transformed as you transform their own lives, dear Father God. Bless them in a mighty and magnificent way. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give somebody a hug or a handshake. Let them know you're glad to see them. Amen.